Okay, so just once again, we're on page 23 in Gimel. So we're talking about Brocha Asher Yatzar. We finished, so to speak, discussing that. So on Gimel today, the Machaber says as follows. Birchas Elokai Neshama. Now, one of the other brachas that we talk about is thanking Hashem for giving us a neshama, which is something that is obviously a big discussion. Again, we touched on it a little bit in the conclusion of Sif Aleph, when we saw the Ramah says part of the one of the ideas of Asher Yatzar is to thank Hashem for the fact that he fuses together two warring, divergent forces, and that is the physical and the spiritual. We have our physical body, which is constantly driving us for physical things, but we also have our neshama and our... Oh, give me a minute. Oh, I made a big mistake. I'm very sorry, those who were waiting. I didn't admit you as quickly as I should have, so all those people who are out there, welcome. So again, we're on page 22, and we're talking about the bracha now. We're talking about the bracha of Elokai Neshama, as we'll see about. Everyone who's out there, if you could mute yourself. Unless you have a question, then you can unmute yourself. But if you have in the meantime, if you can mute yourself, I'd appreciate it. So one of the things, again, we appreciate is that we have a neshama. Hashem gave us a neshama. Hashem sustains that neshama within us. As we're discussing from the Ramah, these two warring factions, forces, the physical and the spiritual, and Hashem fuses them together and keeps them together, which is something we take for granted. Again, the Rishiv has shmuzim on that's part of the reason people have, again, sometimes it's biological or chemical or whatever, but a lot of times a person is struggling with their psyche, and their psyche, right? People don't know the psyche means soul. Literally, their soul is screaming out. The Rishiv said that this applies to non-Jews too. Non-Jews have Sheva Mitzvahs and Enoch, so their soul is yearning for spiritual. Is yearning for spiritual, and they're confused and they don't understand that. So they go after more and more and more physical, whether it's drugs or alcohol or else, but they don't realize they're barking up the wrong tree. So again, we have a neshama. Every human being has a neshama, and it's screaming out, and it's an amazing thing. And it's a very stirring bracha. When you make that bracha in the morning, right? Hashem gave us that neshama. It's a neshama that's tahor, that's pure. Hashem blew it into me, and Hashem keeps it there. And it's a very stirring line. Hashem is, a person says, and Hashem, ata asid li lami meni, you're going to take it away. Right? When a person passes away, Hashem, you're going to give it back to me in the future. It's an amazing bracha. So that bracha, that's our next step. That bracha, as you might notice, something very interesting and very important, Einam Pasachas B'Baruch. It doesn't start with Baruch. Now again, this is a very important point that we have to understand here and in halacha in general. A classic bracha starts and ends with Baruch, right? Like, pick any bracha, right? You get an aliyah. I don't know, this is the one I'm thinking of. Get an aliyah, right? Baruch atah Hashem, Elokim HaMelech HaMasher, Baruch HaRabanu Mikol HaMim, Nasalan Nuhester. So, Baruch atah Hashem, right? Starts and ends with Baruch. A bracha in a classic form starts with a Baruch and ends with a Baruch. That's a classic bracha. But there are exceptions, obviously. And one is right? Now, the reason why we're discussing it, because this is the one that comes up right away. And that is one of the first brachas we make, is Elokai Neshama, Hashem, the Neshama which you gave with me. That doesn't start with Baruch, right? Just starts with Elokai Neshama, Hashem, Nesodemi, Tariyah, Tavarat, Tavarat. Doesn't start with a Baruch. It ends with Baruch, Brachat Hashem, Machzir Neshama, Levkar Mesim. But again, the question that we have on the floor right now is, why is it that it doesn't start with a Baruch? Why doesn't it start with Baruch? It's a bracha, so it should start with Baruch. So there's many reasons why this could be. There are many reasons it could be. But one of them is Mibneshi Brach Birchos Hoda. It's because it's a bracha of thanks. Brachas of thanks don't start with Baruch. They just are thanks. And therefore, that's the way they work. That's why it doesn't start with Baruch. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Beis brings up another point. And if you look in your base, he says, Birchot Sodah, because it's a bracha of thanks. The Eino bracha smucha lechaverta. And it's also not a bracha that's connected to another bracha. So in other words, this is another exception. In other words, you might say, well, wait. If a classic bracha is supposed to start with Baruch and end with a Baruch, how about benching, right? When you're over bread. Right? So, Bracha to Hashem, Hazan Esokol. No delocha Hashem, Elokeinu Hashem, Chadol Oseinu. Bracha to Hashem, Al-Aretz Al-Mazon. It starts with no delocha. And then the next bracha, so Rachim Al-Aretz, right? And then it's Bracha to Hashem, but then Rachim Al-Aretz, not Rachim Al-Aretz, Shleim Amen. It starts with Rachim. Or no de, the bracha before. So that doesn't start with Baruch. And benching must be classic brachas. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out, that another way that it would not start with Baruch is if a bracha is preceded directly by a previous bracha. So again, with benching, you finish the first bracha, Bracha to Hashem, Hazan Esakol. So now you're not going to say, Bracha to Hashem, Kenu Malcham, No Delucha Hashem Elokeinu. Why? Because you just said Bracha to Hashem as the conclusion of the bracha that came. So in other words, when you have brachas in succession, one after another, that would be another situation where the second bracha, the third bracha, the fourth bracha does not, it might have a barchata in it, but only have one. It doesn't start and end with it. So again, this answers a question, which, another question you might have. The morning brachas we make in the morning, right? All those brachas we nosan l'sakvivina, no, so I have koach, all those brachas, right? All those brachas that we make in the morning, they might start with Baruch Atah, but they don't end with Baruch Atah, or they don't start with, depending on how you look at it. So what's the answer? Because they're brachas that come in succession. They're one attached to the other. I want to say attached. One sequentially after another. If you have brachas that come one in an order after another, so then, again, even though they might be separate brachas, like the morning brachas we make, all those morning brachas we make, then you will not have those type of brachas starting and ending, starting with a baruch and ending with a baruch. Why? Because they're next to, they're attached to, they're adjacent to a previous bracha. So again, the question is, Elokai Neshama is not attached to any bracha that comes previous to it. So therefore, the question is, why doesn't it start with Baruch Atah? Right? It just starts Elokai Neshama Shana Satabi. So the Mechaber answers, because it's a thank you. It's a thank you. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Bach and the Levush, that even though that's true, but it's best. Yesh lasos, the next page, yesh lasos al tzara yoseh tov, it's better to do it a better way. And what is that? Lahas mech Elokai neshama leberchas asher yatzar. To put Elokai neshama, attach it to asher yatzar. So if you look in some Sidurim, they have this now. In other words, that what the Mishnah Berurah is advocating is to make, you wake up in the morning and you wash until it's time, you go to the bathroom, maybe you wash until it's time again, then you come out, maybe you got dressed, I don't know. Then what do? So you want to thank Hashem that you're alive and functioning and well. So what do? You have to make a bracha on the tefillah sedayim. Let's say if you're going to do some things at home, right, not going to shul right away like we discussed yesterday, or even if you are, but whatever. So what do? So you make the bracha on the tefillah sedayim. Bracha to Hashem Elokim Malchum. And then you make the bracha asher yatzar, right? You want to make an asher yatzar? You just went to. So you make the bracha asher yatzar, bracha to Hashem, rofe kovas mafle lasos, and then right away, right? You said bracha to Hashem, rofe kovas mafle lasos. Then as soon as you're finished with that, say Elokai neshama shenasatabi. Put the Elokai neshama right after the asher yatzar. So therefore, the bracha, the ending of the asher yatzar, which is bracha to Hashem, bracha to Hashem, rofei kovos mafle asos, is like the opening bracha. It's like the lead-in, bracha to Elokai neshama. And if you look, some in the old siddurim, they have them disjointed, but in the newer siddurim, I don't know, in art scroll, I think they're disjointed, but I think, again, I haven't. Give me a minute, I'll check. It might say to do it that way, but I don't know if it is that way. Thank you. Thank you again. Thank you again. Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry. Where did it go? Give me a second. We'll check the Halakha Art School Sitter. In there. Yeah. So in the art school, it's like I thought. If you look on page 14, it says the bracha on the tefillah sedayim. It says asu yatzar. Then it has birchas haTorah. But in small print on the bottom, page 14, above the line, it says, at this point, some recite Elokai neshama. Page 18. Right? So again, it's very interesting. It is interesting in a lot of ways. Our art school keeps the order the same as the old Sidurim, right? Because the old Sidurim didn't have Asher Yatzar and Elokai Neshama together. Some newer Sidurim that I have, like I have some Sidurim which follow the Mishnah Berurah. So they have on the Tzidol Sadaim, Asher Yatzar, and then they print Elokai Neshama. But again, the Sidurim I remember when I was a little boy, they didn't have it that way. So our scroll stuck with that template. But again, they put in the little print, the right, but some people do it, right? Some people don't. But again, so the Mishnah, let's try to summarize here. So the Mishnah, the Mechaber says, there's nothing wrong with having Elokai Neshama as its own standalone thing because it's a thank you. It's a thank you. But the Mishnah Berurah is saying, some, right? Some do it do Elokai Neshama attached to another bracha. Again, easy to do with Asher Yatzar. And therefore, bracha to Hashem rofei kovos mafle lasos Elokai Neshama neshenasatabi. So they're connected. Now, Mishnah Berurah also brings out something else which is important. And maybe some of you remember this. If you stay up all night on Shavuos, and that is, again, on Shavuos night, if you stay up all night, if you do, so there's an issue of making this bracha of Elokai Neshama Shenasatabi. Hashem, the soul you gave within me, you know, and you returned it to me. So the shaila, the question is that, well, yeah, but you were up all night. So did Hashem take it away? Hashem, you were conscious all night, or whatever, depending on how much coffee you drink. But so that's the issue. So you might recall, hopefully there's somebody to make all the brachas for you who did sleep. But if there isn't, the bottom line is, if you stayed up all night, so then you do not make the bracha Elokai Neshama Shenasatavi. And what do you do? So what do you do in that case? You didn't make that bracha. So then what do? You make the, you have in mind in Shemon Esrei, the bracha Machayim Esim is like, who don't mail the Machzer Neshamas, right? That bracha that we make in Shemon Esrei, one of the first brachas we make in Shemon Esrei, bracha to Hashem Machayim Esim, is like Hashem, when Hashem returns the soul when a person awakens. So therefore, that bracha takes the place of Elokei Neshama. So it comes up here in a different context, because the Mishnah Berurah is bringing up a different case. And that is, but it's the same concept. That is, let's say somebody davened, they davened chakras. You can imagine this happening. They davened chakras, so in other words, they davened Shemon Esrei. And then, after they finished that, I didn't make the morning brachas, right? In other words, you can imagine, you know, somebody woke up at the last minute, they had to run to shul. I mean, hopefully this doesn't happen. But, you know, they ran to shul, just barely made it on time. And, you know, normally they would make these brachas at home, like we were discussing yesterday. But they were running late. So, therefore, I don't know what's going on here. But the person was late, and they didn't make those brachas which they would normally make at home. Al Netil Sedaya Masha Yatzah, maybe Birchas HaTorah. We'll get to that later, Meretz Hashem. But here we're talking about Elokei Neshama. I didn't make the bracha Elokei Neshama. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you don't have to make it. Why? Because the bracha that you said in Shemon Esrei, when you dive in Shemon Esrei, bracha to Hashem Machayim Esim, is like the bracha of Elokei Neshama, even though the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Shari Tshuva, disagrees with it, but still he brings down that if at the time May Machayim Esim, he had in mind Elokei Neshama, at the time you made the Machayim Esim, you had in mind that you want to make Elokei Neshama later. In other words, you had negative intent. I don't want to fulfill it with Machayim Esim. So then you could say Elokei Neshama later. But again, we usually go like this Mishnah Berurah, that if you davened already, and then later after you finish davening, you realize you did not make the bracha Elokei Neshama, because you were frazzled, so then you don't make the Elokei Neshama later. And again, it's very important for Shavuos, because again, if for whatever reason there was nobody who slept, and so you leave out the bracha Elokei Neshama, so then you should have in mind when you make the Machayim Esim, when you're davening chakras, that should go for in place of Elokei Neshama. Okay, Rav Osei, we'll stop here for today. Yashar Koach, everyone out there and everyone here. Yashar Koach Lachem. And Mincha, Meretz Hashem's in 10 minutes. Meretz Hashem tomorrow, Bli Neder. Yashar Koach, everyone.